Welcome to another edition of Focal Point, brought to you by Reformed Perspective Foundation, and I am the host and executive director of the foundation, Chris DeBoer. On today's podcast, I want to address the topic of racism and also the riots and protests that are going on in the world around us today. These protests and this topic of racism is motivated by the death of Mr. George Floyd. He was killed by a police officer while other police officers watched. And this white officer placed his knee on Mr. Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes. And if you watch the video, you can hear Mr. Floyd expressing that he can't breathe, get off, and so on. It's a pretty intense video to watch, especially knowing that the man passes away. Now, in response to this devastating video, to the death of Mr. Floyd at the hands of a white police officer, there have been many protests and riots rearing their heads across the United States and now even beyond. Well, what do Christians do with this challenging topic? Now, racism is clearly wrong. A solid biblical worldview can't help but reach that conclusion. Christians confess and believe that all men, women, children are created in the image of God. Now, before the fall into sin, this meant that man was adorned in his mind with true and wholesome knowledge of his Creator and of all spiritual things. His will was upright, all his affections pure, and therefore man was completely holy. That's taken from Canons of Dort, Chapter 3, 4, Article 1. However, man fell from this glorious state of holiness, this glorious state of being, as we rebelled against God in paradise. Nevertheless, we confess that man's fall did not make him like the animals. There's still something in man called the light of nature, as it were, that remains in us after the fall, whereby we retain some notions about God, about natural things, and about the difference between what is honorable and shameful, and show some regard for virtue and outward order. But so far are we from arriving at the saving knowledge of God and true conversion through this light of nature, that we do not even use it properly in natural and civil matters. Mankind wholly pollutes it in various ways and suppresses it by our wickedness. That's taken from the Canons of Dort, Chapter 3, 4, Article 4. This is something all mankind has in common. Our new natural state of being is a fallen one. And there's no alternative to this fallen state of nature unless and until the Holy Spirit changes our hearts and minds, making us alive again in Jesus Christ, and the image of God is being renewed in us. And this change is available freely to all who repent of their sins and put their trust in Jesus Christ, regardless of race, cultural background, etc. Biblically speaking, racism is wrong. We're reminded of the story of the Tower of Babel in Genesis 11. This story tells us of one united nation that did not want to fulfill the cultural mandate of Genesis 1 in filling the earth. Man's rebellion against God increases exponentially when there's a united purpose against him and his revealed plan for mankind. So at the Tower of Babel, God decides to create new cultures through confusing the languages of the people there. And then this confusion of language drives the people apart and the earth begins to be filled. And physical, racial, and cultural diversity develops. This mosaic of diversity is a result then of man's disobedience. It's a result of sin, but it's not sin in itself. God always wanted mankind to develop culturally and spread throughout the earth, and he will not let his plans be manipulated. Racism is wrong. When Abraham was addressed by God to leave his home country, he was encouraged by the promise that God would make of him a great nation, and that in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Genesis 12, verse 3. God develops a nation through Abraham. Yes, a special, distinct nation in all the earth. But this nation is used by the Lord to work out God's plan of salvation for his people from all tribes, languages, and nations. Now, racism is wrong. When our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross, he fulfilled the promises of the Old Testament, also the promises to Abraham. Christ also gives his disciples the Great Commission. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. And much of the New Testament is about taking the gospel of Jesus Christ and spreading that message indiscriminately among the nations. There's no room for racism in Christianity. Where racism is evident, together with any and all examples of injustice, Christians should be engaged in various godly activities to provide a witness to the truth and to fight the injustices as we are able. Racism is wrong. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "I look to a day when people will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." Racism looks at the color of one's skin and makes a judgment, ignorant of the content of that person's character. Racists look at the outside of a person, make an unjust or ignorant judgment, and so reveal the depravity of their own heart and mind. Those who love and defend the just cause of their neighbor, because God has loved them, reveal a heart that is enlightened by the Holy Spirit, while those who hate their neighbor, who judge them falsely or on the basis of skin color, still live in darkness and delusion. Christians confess, and we believe, that racism is wrong. But not all that is called racism today is racism. In this context, we think of disagreements between the worldview of Islam or Judaism, Buddhism, Christianity. Now, Christians who argue that the Islamic religion is false and dangerous are not behaving in a racist fashion. Although most Muslims are from the Middle East, this does not mean that Christians are racist against Middle Eastern citizens when we express the implications of the cultural battles that exist between these two significantly different worldviews. When Christians tell Jews and Muslims that the promise given to Father Abraham is fulfilled in Jesus Christ, we are not making a racist comment, but the very opposite. We are inviting them to accept Christ as Savior and so be our brothers and sisters in Christ. Godly mission work directed towards individuals of other faiths or those who profess no faith is not driven by a cultural or racist superiority rooted in idolatry, but in a love for our neighbors, fellow image bearers who also need the gospel of Jesus Christ in order to be saved from meaninglessness in this life and eternal punishment in the life to come. Racism is wrong, and Christians need to fight against this form of injustice wherever it rears its ugly head. But Christians do not riot. The evil evident in the riots over the past weeks demonstrate an unchristian worldview bearing fruit. Evil begets evil. These riots are not being indiscriminately condemned. In fact, a number of actors are contributing to a protester bail fund. And Justin Timberlake is encouraging people to donate to the Minnesota Freedom Fund, which is raising funds to bail out protesters. There is more concern by these public figures for the protesting criminals than for the victims of their crimes. Many of the protesters are not fighting against injustice, they are perpetrating it. Many stores and much property of black citizens and others are being destroyed by these protesters. The indiscriminate response of protesters causing violence and damage will do absolutely nothing to address injustice or racism. It's an unchristian and an inhumane response. Love is definitely not the overriding principle. Idolatry is. Unbelievers are developing a worldview that has no foundation, and the idol of self is at the center. Justice for George Floyd is not the goal. It is the excuse for open, so-called acceptable rebellion. Racism is wrong. The police officer holding his knee on George Floyd's neck for a lengthy period of time may have been motivated racially or by pride or by hatred. I do not know. If the police officers involved behave as racists or to take the law in their own hand and behave as judge, jury, and executioner, they must be punished. And we can empathize with protesters demanding justice in this way. Christians in Minnesota, and indeed across the nation and across the world, can write letters to their newspapers, political leaders, and law enforcement personnel. We got to encourage everyone to fight for justice, but to do so in a godly way. Action can be taken throughout our various countries, but our action needs to be in step with who we are as Christians, and it must respect the dignity of all others. Racism is wrong, and the root cause of racism is sin, and the solution, despite opinion to the contrary, is the gospel, rightly understood and applied. Our Lord Jesus Christ is King over all the earth, and so we ask Him to restore justice in this world. In the meantime, we have to recognize that we can be instruments of the Lord's to that purpose. We also pray that the Lord will usher in His kingdom in all of its glory, so that His people, from all tribes, tongues, races, and languages, can be gathered together in one united kingdom to praise our King. May that day come soon. God bless.